Good morning. Thank you for being here. Pleased to welcome everyone to CSIS, Eurasia program here. And I'm also the person, should there be an emergency or anything untoward, please look to me for instructions. Thrilled to welcome back Denis Sokolov. Denis is a non-resident fellow with our program here at CSIS. He is also a long-term specialist on all things North Caucasus and especially Dagestan. And recently he's been looking at questions of migration, group cohesion, and how these communities evolve when they get outside of their homes, and what links this does and does not have to violent radicalism. So I'm going to turn the floor over to Denis, and now that the microphone's working. Thank you all for being here. Okay.
Thank you, Cyrus. I would like to thank CSIS and Olga Oliker for the opportunity to speak. Ibrahim Yeganov, this is activist of Cherkessian in Russia, for his help in Turkey, and Anzor Kabart for supporting this project. Anzor Kabart, he is other Cherkessian activist. And in addition, I am obliged to many Dagestani friends and Dmitry Chernovorchenko for help in conducting research among the Russian language Islamic immigration of the last decades in Turkey. The basic idea of this paper is a comparison of the old and new migration of the immigrants from the North Caucasus. This comparison will enable us to distinguish factors that enable the criminalization of new migrant networks and factors that decriminalize the old diasporas. The existing and prospective flows of migrants to Russian, European, and North American cities from rural regions, their participation in criminal network in the Syrian conflict and the global terrorist networks, and also some signs of mobilization of all diasporas make this problem relevant for the next decade, I think. Talk first at all migration. The old migration is the Mohajirism of the of the time of the Caucasus War of the 19th century. The majority of immigrants from the Northern Caucasus headed to the Ottoman Empire after the capture of Imam Shamil in Dagestan in 1858 in the east of the North Caucasus, and the battle at Krasnaya Polyana in the 1864 in the west of the region. Some left on their own, some were deported by agreement with Turkish authorities. Ten of thousands of Cherkessian died on the seashore from hunger and disease, waiting for Turkish ships, and continued to die in labor camps in sorry, labor in camps of Samsun than already in the Ottoman Empire. In place of the Circassian settlers from the inner region of Russian Empire came. The Ottoman Empire settled the arriving Circassian along the borders, along the railroad from Istanbul to Cairo for security, to pacify the Circassian population, to pacify to Christian population, sorry, in the volatile province of the Balkans. Therefore, the Circassian owls ended up scattered all over today's Turkey, and in Syria, in Jordan, Israel, and the territory of the former Yugoslavia. Now the number of Circassian in Turkey is estimated by some experts to be 5 to 7 million. The Circassian party created as a party of democratic communities in agreement with Erdogan believes that about 2.5 million voters voted for it in the last parliamentary elections. Even so, far from all Circassians support this political project. Abkhazian, Abazina, and Nagai, as well as Chechens, Balkarians, Karachaevs, and members of Dagestani people, this is many ethnic groups from North Caucasus, are considered Circassian in, Circassians in Turkey, Syria, and Jordan. Only in about 2008, when it the North Caucasus, Turkey, and Jordan, young people began to actively use Facebook. Narrow ethnic networks existing online began to distinguish themselves from the Circassian community and Caucasian Turks. Until the second half of the 20th century, Circassian primarily lived in aulas of 1,500 families and did farm work. After the land reforms under the Marshall Plan, the class system was destroyed and many aristocrats left for the cities. The Circassians traditionally served in the Turkey army, including in the high ranks. Circassians from Uzun Yela, this is pasture in the center of Cappadocia, mainly migrants from Kabarda, supplied horses, including the works in the artillery units of the Turkish army. Now, of 70,000 Uzun Yelin Circassians, only 5,000 live in villages, and the rest live in Kayseri, Istanbul, Ankara, in big city in Turkey. It is the same picture in the rest of Turkish provinces with the Circassian population. In Istanbul, according to estimate of Circassian public figure, about 500,000 to 600,000 Circassians live in various districts of the capital. 28 Dernek, this is a not-profit organization in Turkey, is active with HASA, Circassian community and self-government institution. 28 Dernek are in Istanbul. The migration of Circassian of the cities has been going on for the last 50 years, but has been the most intensive in the last 20 years. For example, in the left picture, this map of Uzun-Yila and Cherkessian villages in the Uzun-Yila region. And other picture, settlers of Cherkessians in Syria. New migration. The new migration from the North Caucasus is connected to repression, armed conflict, and economics. A large part of the economic migration moves to Russian cities. Moscow, Stavropol, St. Petersburg, the cities of the north of Western Siberia, and so on, in search of work after the liquidation of the Caucasus system. After the Chechen War wars of the 1919s and the ensuing persecution of political opponents of Ramzan Kadyrov and Islamic dissidents in Russia, several tens of thousands of Chechens wound up in Turkey, mainly in Istanbul, and more than 100,000 Chechens in the countries of Western Europe. There are particularly a lot in Austria. After the infamous militants attack on Nalchik in October 2005, several hundred families moved to Istanbul from Kabardino-Balkaria. The persecution of members, helpers, and relatives of the armed underground of the Caucasus Emirate added about 10,000 Dagestanis, Karachaevs, and members of other Caucasian ethnic group to Turkey. Displacement from Russia and recruiting for the war in Syria became particularly intensive starting in 2012. Several thousand Caucasians took part in combat. The network of new migration in Turkey and Ukraine alone made up several thousand immigrants from the republics of North Caucasus who gained combat experience in ISIS or the Free Syrian Army. In the last 2 years, they have been actively incorporated into transnational criminal network, which are sometimes used by intelligence service for committing action in Turkey, Ukraine, and European countries. A separate form of migration in travel to Turkey, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, or Morocco is in order of obtain in Islamic education. Various projects of old and new migration. The projects in which the old and new muhajirs of the North Caucasus were involved differ significantly. The old Turkestan diaspora supported the war in Abkhazia in 1992 and the First Chechen War. The Cherkessian collected money, trade the wounded, and fought as volunteers. By that time, in many cities in Turkey, there existed more than 100 Cherkessian dernek, non-profit organization, which organized all this work. But this work was legal. One of the influential Islamic charitable foundation of Turkey, the IHH, the Foundation for Human Rights and Freedom and Humanitarian Relief, began its activity right at the time on the First Chechen War, thanks to the activity of Cherkessian Khas, Dernek, from Turkey. When International Islamic Organization, APRA, in the Chechen resistance, and Khatab opened up the Caucasus Center for training, Cherkessians stopped supporting the armed resistance of Chechens in Russia. Some Turkish Circassians suffered from kidnapping in Chechnya. About 15 years later, Circassians provided large-scale support to the Syrian Circassians forced to flee from Aleppo and Damascus in Syria. Practically all the Circassian refugees were settled in Turkish cities with active Dernek. They were provided housing and given material assistance and helped to find work. This was also absolutely legal activity. By the summer of 2016, there were almost no Circassians left in the refugee camp in Nazib. Several families simply wanted to be closer to their relatives who had not yet gotten out of Syria. Yet another project of the old Circassian migration is a Circassian party called the Party of Democracy Communities, which is a satellite of Erdogan's AK Party. Obviously, all this activity is not only legal, but reactive. It is participation in other projects. Aside from local culture in initiatives, study of native language, everyday life, dance, sounds, the Circassian of the old wave of immigration have not managed to launch their own significant political project. The household economy of the old migration is work in cities, government and military service, and small and medium business. For example, one of the sponsors and active members of the Dernek in Kayseri owns a polystyrene granules plane. An activist of Circassian movement in Istanbul owns a furniture factory. And one of the main sponsors of Circassian party is the owner of a private medical clinic. There are some very old Circassian foundations that have existed since the second decade of the 20th century, like the Shamil Fund in the Kadıköy district in Istanbul. But these are not massive organizations. The activity of the new Circassian immigration is primarily illegal. After the Second Chechen War, several tens of thousands of Muslims immigrated, and many to this day live in Turkey undocumented. In 2007, the Caucasus Emirate was announced a division of Al-Qaeda. The administration of the Emirate site is the Caucasus Center, located in Istanbul. One of its editors was murdered in Kayseri, a district of Istanbul, in 2015. Russian language group of immigrants from the North Caucasus fought in various anti-Assad fronts. Mujahideen Ansar, Jihad al-Nusra, Russian language fighters and entire division were formed in Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Baghdadi's Islamic State. Some immigrants from the North Caucasus, mainly Chechens, were able to join a volunteer battalion in Ukraine. But not Muslim jihadist. The basic partners of the new wave of immigration are organized crime, intelligence agencies, and on the clandestine basis, and the international terrorist network. As can be seen, all these projects are also external, into which Chechens, Dagestans, and other immigrants from the North Caucasus withdrew. The household economy of the new migration release on help from family from Russia, the market of violence, racketeering, and old job, and contraband. Some rent out real estate in Russia and live on this money. The new migration not only consists of fighters. There are also religious dissidents and people forced to leave Russia for completely different reasons. There are no more than 10% real combatants. But all of them are connected to each other through fellow country, family, religious, and ethnic ties. Therefore, members of the new migration find it difficult to rid themselves to suspicion both of the part of law enforcement and, as well as ordinary citizens. Therefore, most often they live in right communities. The community in Yalova, the Thai communities, the community in Yalova, the community in Kaishi here in Istanbul, the community in Vinnytsia in Ukraine, and so on. When in the 1990s and 2000s, the exodus of Muslims from the North Caucasus had only begun, the old Circassian diaspora provided them support. But the Islamic beliefs of the new immigrants, and their ties to fighters of the Emirate and Islamic states forces the legal Circassian dernek to keep a distance from the new Islamic immigration. criminalization of migrant networks. We can try to distinguish the basic mechanism of for the criminalization of migrants of the new wave. First, there is a two-sided glass ceiling in the communities in which migrants try to adapt. It is two-sided because on the one side, migrants are not trusted, and this raises the cost of the entry into the labor market and virtually closes of the legal access of political markets. The consequence is that migrants work in the informal sector and in the criminal world. On the other hand, migrants often themselves are not prepared for competition and not ready to pay that high price. Their criticism of the decadence of secularized urban dwellers contain also a hidden demand to limit competition in the labor market and the marriage market. Informants say frankly that in Istanbul, in Moscow, and in St. Petersburg, life is very intensive. You have to work a lot, and the girl ascribes a great significance to your success. At home, you can live more calmly. You can marry your own and count of the help of relatives. Some migrants are prepared to return from Istanbul to Russia and spend 2 or 3 years in prison just to be able to get out of the competitive labor market. Even so, religious belief and country affiliation may be an instrument of positive discrimination. Muslims are taken on to construction sites because they are reliable not drinkers, and some communities have a good reputation by virtue of their honesty and hard work. Aside from the glass ceiling, migrants do not take part in the political life of the receiving community, and they do not have their own political projects. It turns out that ambitious young people have now here to prove themselves. Ambitions either push young people into global projects, such as al-Baghdadi's project, or simulate the search for another identity. Many leaders of ethnic and religious group in the North Caucasus live abroad. In Istanbul, there is one of the leaders of the Nogai youth, Russian Muslim, live in Europe. The leaders of the several religious sects also live in Europe. And there are many other ethnic activists living in Istanbul, Prague, Brighton, and Oslo, for example. A good recent example of the cross-border religious discussion. The Mufti of Dagestan, Ahmad Haji Abdullayev, said at his Friday sermon that Muslims must vote in the Russian presidential elections for Putin. But the Sheikh of the Caucasus Emirate, Abdullah Kostetsky, who has lived in Turkey, in recent years, one of the leaders of the new wave of immigration, says that Muslims must not take part in elections at all, and cannot vote for a murder of the brothers. People in Dagestani village, in religious group in Brussels, Egypt, etc., sent their discussions to one another. For supporters of the Islamic State living in Istanbul or Kyiv, Abdullah Kostetsky is not sufficiently radical. One can speak of degrees of radicalism. The Salafi sheikhs of the Caucasian Emirate, who advocate a jihad position, but who do not accuse other Muslims of not belief, marginalize Islamic scholars oriented toward activity in the legal field, calling their supporters to enlightenment and not to arms. The secular society also regards these moderate scholars with caution, so as a result they are between two fires. In their turn, supporters of the Islamic State accuse both the spiritual leaders of the Caucasus Emirate, Al-Qaeda, of non-belief, and also movement like Hizb ut-Tahrir. The Emirate leaders complain that they are losing Islamic youth to al-Baghdadi, even now when the Islamic State is suffering military defeat. There are also Islamic groups like Takfir al-Hijra who accuse ISIS of non-belief. But all of these migrants are attached to some major external project. A third factor, besides the glass ceiling, is the readiness to take part in others' marginal projects. the weak legal and economic protection of new wave migrants leads to the diasporas beginning to look for alternative enforcement and becoming involved in criminal jihad and intelligence networks. The experience of labor migrants in the north of Western Siberia, the new wave of migrants in Turkey and Ukraine confirms the thesis that the need to independently regulate violence within the migrant community leads to criminalization of the network and its crossing into the control of organized crime and corrupt intelligence network. Migrants are forced to look for a way of obtaining documents, being their way out of prison or deportation or finding a means of existence. Members of organized crime provide logistics for new wave migrants who are in corrupt ties with members of law enforcement agencies. Often such networks are formed along fellow country, ethnic or religious principles. They help their own with documents. The intelligence agencies for money or for some services allow them to go abroad from Russia, enable them to enter the territory of Ukraine and to be released from deportation centers in Turkey. Thus, from US 5,000 to 15,000 must be paid to an officer of the police or the immigration service in order to get out of a deportation prison. The mention of jihadist, criminal and intelligence agent network of corrupted intelligence agencies is a topic for a separate paper. In the first years of the Syrian war, agents' networks were launched to increase the flow of fighters to the conflict zone and to displace the most authoritative preachers. Migrant networks are convenient for recruiters since the likelihood they will turn to the police in small. The need for illegal earning great and often Muslim migrants are already sufficiently radicalized and do not require special methods of recruitment. Therefore, terrorist networks and local armed conflicts reasonably count on recruiting fighters from the migrant million. Legalization of migrant networks. Mechanism for effective countering of criminalization can be seen well on the example of the old Circassian diaspora. And here is easy to distinguish two main factors. First, Circassian coming to Turkish cities, especially in the 2000s, had the opportunity to invest in small business. Turkey's light industry was growing rapidly, relying on the rise in the price of oil and the growth of consumerism in neighborhood such as Russia, such as Russia. Construction, footwear, clothing, tourism, vegetables and fruits were actively exported. Around Istanbul, Gaziantep and other Turkish centers of development of small business, entire manufacturing town sprang up. And the government supported small and medium business with special programs. Second, the structure of the political system in Turkey stimulated the formation of civic organization and the nomination of public leaders for the defense and advancement of common interests. This leadership was formalized through Dernek, NGO membership, is which forced people to cooperate with government institutions. As a result, the Cherkessians began to reject all projects that were toxic from the perspective of legality. In both cases, this access to economic and political activity was provided by the Turkish government. The government resources are not sufficient. A third factor is woke. This is what Cherkessians themselves called Habza. Formally, this is a system of customary law, ethnic and their own quite meritocratic reputation hierarchy. But functionally, this is a tool for transforming ethnic and religious boundaries into political boundaries. Therefore, Habza is a political project alternative to Islam. It does not replace Islam, but does it fundamentalism through the political interests of specific groups. A modernization project alternative to ethnic country affiliation. It does not replace ethnic identity, but integrates different identities within the framework of a political project. Strictly speaking, you can become a Cherkessian without losing your other identity totally. One of the leaders of the Cherkessian political project in the both Russia and Turkey is an ethnic Abazian, for example. The limitation of globalization through the formation inside that and lessons of a network of one's own space more proportionate to yesterday's rural resident. The old Cherkessian diaspora could sustain itself with an expressed polyethnicity and did not allow religious radicalization within itself. The Nogay and Kumyk activists are following the path of the Cherkessian. Some of them have the background of radical Muslim, but are confidently moving toward national political project. Of course, it would be strong to speak of national construction without a monopoly of violence. As we see in the previous paragraph, the need of independently regulate violence criminalize migrant networks. The challenge now is that transnational networks with corporative ethics and internal political markets and emerging right now. And without ensuring external enforcement for control over such networks, organized crime, territorial groups, and criminalized intelligence agencies of some countries will compete successfully. And conclusions. Migrant networks, regardless of whether they are old or new, are attached to external projects, but rarely create their own political project. Second, any opportunities for legal, political, regional, the Dernek and the Cherkessian party in Turkey, and economic, the growing of entrepreneurship Turkish cities keep the members of the diaspora from participation in criminal and terrorist networks. Third, organized crime and the armed underground are economically interested in attaching representative urbanized rural communities to their networks, since this resource does not require large investment from them. The delegation of the regulation of location and the level of communities leads to the criminalization of network jurisdiction. Therefore, there is the delegation of violence to the state, which Cherkessian and Kayseri speak about, frankly, is an important tool of prevention of criminalization of networks. In fact, the institutionalization of transnational migrants networks as quasi-political global project require external organizational efforts. Such networks must have the opportunity to delegate to state or international institute the regulation of violence. Thank you. Sorry for my English.
That was very informative and presented some interesting and provocative ideas. One question, kind of, I mean, your model for the old style of migration is the Caucasian community, and you've described it as a community that has that identifies itself as a national community, not based on ethnicity or even religion, but kind of an identity that encompasses all of these things. You also talk about the challenge in for newer migrants of the pressure that comes from home and the pressure that they face where they are. And I wonder to what extent successful long-term Caucasian communities, one of the reasons that they don't have all of they don't have these problems, they've been able to eliminate them, is that they are established and there isn't any of the sort of pulp factor problem from home, because home is so foreign to these communities at this point that it's not that relevant. So it's not easier for a young Caucasian man to go, you know, to Russia to get married by any stretch of the imagination. It's much easier for him to stay where he is, Turkey or wherever else. They're integrated. And I guess one of the questions I have for you is, How much do they actually stay as a separate community? Yes, they have organizations, yes, they have groups, but to what extent are they, is that identity constraining as opposed to just their Caucasians, they live in Turkey or wherever else, they intermarry,
you know, they might go to a party, they might give money to a group, but they really are effectively citizens mm-hmm. and residents of wherever they are.
Насколько просто интеграция этих групп на все это влияет, потому что мне кажется, что это все-таки довольно большая разница, которую ты четко не выявил.
Yes, of course. Two important factor of integration, I think, are first.
Possibility
to participate in economic, mm-hmm. Legal economic, mm-hmm. Second, possible to participate in politic. This is two important factor of of integration in new community. And exactly, Circassian diasporas, all Circassian diaspora, diasporas, Circassians, Circassians lived in Turkey 100.5 years.
Yeah.
But for me, important exactly two factors because. Not time, only time, mm-hmm. but what suchi, what
the essence.
Essence. What what this time did for Circassians in Turkey, and time that 100.5 years. Provided for Circassians participant in economic, in cities economic, and participant in politics. But more economic and a lot of politics. And discrimination Circassian in Turkish political now is an important problem for Circassians in Istanbul, in Circassians in Ankara. Okay. Maybe this will important factor for possibility radicalization Circassians, all Circassians diaspora in future. Immediately limited participate in politics in Turkey.
Okay, I'm going to open it up. I do ask that folks identify themselves and phrase their remark as an actual question. So please, Seth.
Thank you so much for your excellent presentation. I was curious exactly about this point, that it seemed to me that, at least in the earlier Turkey, everyone was called a Turk, right? This is part of the major rhetoric against the Kurds. They're only mountain Turks. So, you know, the fact of separate identities were specifically excluded, even though there were so many people, as Turkey is the center of a huge former empire, you know, you could recognize that these were people, say, from former Yugoslavia or, of course, also from various groups in the Caucasus. So I'm wondering how much has changed, especially in light of your recent remark that Circassians or Circes are now subject to actual discrimination. Would this be old Circes emigres or emigres, quote unquote, or the new ones, or both?
Значит, что самое, Турция, вся идея всегда была, что все турки. Значит, вопрос, это меняется?
Thank you for the question. Since 2008, after influence Facebook and WhatsApp, social and other social network, young Cherkessian and young Caucasus people, young Caucasus people began to separate into Cherkessian, massif, for example, Abkhazian, Abaza, Karachaevs, Balkars, Chechens, and other people. But this is a process, is a cities process, not villages, only cities.
But is the government treating them differently? Because you suggest there's discrimination. That's not self-discrimination, that's somebody else putting pressure on you.
Discrimination со стороны.
Значит, потому что.
Not, и, okay. And second factor. Last 20 years in Turkey снизился.
Something's lowered.
Lowered pressure for other national, other nation, and first time Cherkessian Hasa. Early Cherkessian Hasa and Cherkessian Dernek called Caucasus Turk. But last 10 years, Cherkessians can call themselves Cherkessian. And after this, Balkans, Chechens and Ossetians, can call himself Balkar, Chechen, not Cherkessian. This is this is a very interesting process because not only European, not only human rights. Help to divide it to
выделение
новых
identification of
help identification small ethnic group Facebook and WhatsApp this is a very important tool for this. Because, for example, Nogai from Turkey, from West Siberian, Northwest Siberian, from Jordania, Jordan, from Crimea, and from North Caucasus, they are connecting, and they are developing. Projects together now, a national project, and they together prevent
attack.
To prevent radicalization in young Nogai, for example.
Okay, thank you. Other questions?
Hi, Andrew Kornbluth. В чем разница между Хабзе и Адатом? What's the difference between Хабзе and Адат?
Хабзе is informally. Formally, Habza is Adat, is Cherkessian Adat. But now, because Cherkessians is not simply ethnic groups in North Caucasus. This is integrative group. For example, in Kabardinians, involved include Abaza, Nagai, Beslani, and Kusufyan. Okay, Abaza, Nagai, Shapsung, the Beslani. It is four or five ethnic groups, and if you agree Habza, and if you speak for Adiga, you are Cherkess. This is political community, political unit, not only ethnic. And this is important, different Cherkessian Adat from Adat of ethnic, small ethnic groups. And now, Cherkessian Adat, Habza, have new function because in city villages Adat it's not relevant, but in city people need new ideology, which will be prevent radicalization young people, for example. New ideology which will be computation counter-Islamic, counter-Islamization, for example. And Habza is cities ideology, cities cities political systems now. But this is only beginning of this process. Few people in Nalchik, few people in Istanbul are thinking about this problem because they understand that after 10 years or 20 years, maybe Cherkessian
disappeared
in city, in big city. And they found a new ideology for city.
Other
questions? Sufyan Shamukhov, George Washington University. You mentioned how the old diasporas influenced the new diasporas. Can you talk more about how new diasporas influenced the old ones? Mm-hmm.
This is a very interesting question because in beginning of 1919s, few Cherkessian families from Istanbul, from Ankara, from Reyhanli, this is a Cherkessian village abroad, Turkey and Syria, from Kayseri, a few families, I think, few hundred families went to Russia, went to North Caucasus. This is a process called repatriation. But after 20 years, they come back to Turkey with your children. Growth in Russia, and children now new Islam, no old Cherkessian Islam in Turkey, but a new Islam, Arabic Islam in Russia, new Islam in this is Islam by Arabic preachers and by student of International Islamic Center. And these young people in Istanbul, they are
followers, yeah.
Followers without old diasporas and new diasporas, new migration. This is a very interesting process because old Circassian migration, old Circassian diaspora, Hassa, they consider that new Islam is dangerous for him, and this is problem. But it's not very big problem now, because and young Circassian and old Circassian communicate together in Hassa, in Istanbul, in Kayseri, in Ankara.
Yes. Anton.
Anton Lavrov. Speaking about a wave of Muslim migrations, is there a new wave of migration from annexed Crimea? Or major wave, or is still limited?
Okay, thank you. I now two flows from Crimea. One flow is small flows to Syria, to war, and big flows to Ukraine. And after Ukraine, to Europe. This is Crimea Tatars. Because in Ukraine, moving Hizbut Tahrir and Salafi is not
forbidden. It's not forbidden.
No forbidden movement. Crimean Tatars, Hizbut Tahrir and Salafi are feeling themselves in Ukraine very good, and many of human rights organizations are helping him. And now Crimean Tatars are helping Russian migrants, Muslim from Tatarstan, from Dagestan, in Ukraine. For example, in Odessa is big diaspora of Russian migrants, Muslim, from Kazan, from Ufa, from Dagestan. This primarily Hizbut Tahrir and close to Hizbut Tahrir people. But I think migrant flow from Crimea to Ukraine about 10,000, 7 to 10,000. It's not big flows.
What is the general Russian sentiment? Natalie Tesimer here from CSIS. What is the general Russian public sentiment toward the migrants?
Well, these are people leaving Russia, right? These are people who have left Russia who are migrants in other parts of the world.
Right.
So you want to know how
What is the public feeling about them?
About people who have left? How do people in Russia feel about people who leave Russia? Migrants who've left Russia. How do people in Russia? Как народ России относится к?
Я пытаюсь понять, как он относится. Да. Other people in Russia have other information about migrants from Russia. For example, in North Caucasus, people consider that this is a politician. Migrants.
Political?
Political migrants. Политическая иммиграция.
For political reasons. For political reasons. По политическим причинам.
Да, по политическим причинам. And they are religious dissidents. But, for example, in Moscow or in Ростов-на-Дону, people consider that it's very good idea. Muslim jihadist go from Russia. Muslim jihadists go from Russia to Syria, and they will die there. It is very good for Russia. This is mention of a big part of Russian people, for example.
Other?
But one problem, many people afraid that many migrants come back to Russia. But this is not right.
Okay. Other? Okay. Well, thank you so much, Denise. I thought this was very informative and a lot of food for thought and for the future. So thank you so much for joining us.